You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford Dog Pound. Get the most trusted news straight from the team to your phone. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now and stay up to date on your team. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Don't forget, tonight at 7 p.m. on WEWS News Channel 5, it's a training camp preview special. Andy Baskin and I get you all set for training camp. Talking defensive line now in the position preview. We get to the defense side of the ball. The Browns currently have 13 defensive linemen on their roster. It's a 3-4 defense. You'd think six defensive linemen is probably the right number.
Yeah.
I don't see how they keep any less than eight.
Sevens. Yeah. It all depends what you consider Armonte Bryant to be.
Right.
And how you count him. And I wrote this. I wrote this out. You figure Phil Taylor is guaranteed $5 million plus dollars. Guaranteed. Whereas whether he plays for you or he plays for someone else, he's going to make that $5 million from the Cleveland Browns. So, and I know he's, as we heard, you know, Mike Pettine talk about, he's not going to actively participate in the conditioning test today. Whether he has to pass it or not, I don't know, but he needs to get healthy to be able to participate. So Phil Taylor is one. You've got two draft picks in Danny Shelton and Xavier Cooper that will make the team. Two, three. Randy Starks brought here via free agency. Four. I'll go with the next obvious guy. John Hughes signed a five-year deal, $14 million. He's going to make the team. Okay, that's five. Desmond Bryant, probably the best pass rusher out of the entire group, will most likely make the team again. There's six. Okay, that's the six you talked about. Now, as you get into the remaining names that are out there, you have Ishmaili Kitchen, you've got Billy Wynn, Armonte Bryant, who's a, you know, kind of a tweener between defensive end slash outside linebacker. Jacoby McDaniel.
Jacoby McDaniel.
And Dylan Wynn.
Dylan Wynn.
Undrafted free agent.
Yep. Jamie Meter. As our man the Crow walks by. Caw-caw! There he is, ladies and gentlemen. The Crow walking by. It's good to see everybody back in
it
here.
It is.
Jamie Meter and then Christian Tupuo are the 13 guys here. So you hit the nail on the head. Shelton Starks. Dez Bryant, I believe, is a lock. But if you're looking at a salary from a salary standpoint, you know, he's set to make $7 million this year. And only $1 million of that is guaranteed.
Starks?
Desmond Bryant.
Desmond Bryant, okay.
So if there was one that ended up being a financial reason, it's him. I don't think that's happening. I think he's slated to start. I think he's going to start. I think Shelton, Starks, Bryant are your starters. I think your next wave is Taylor, Hughes, Cooper. And then I got Billy Wynn and Armonte Bryant here. That would be eight guys. Ishmaili Kitchen is fighting for a spot. Dylan Wynn's fighting for a spot. I think Billy Wynn is fighting for a spot.
Yes.
He's in a contract year. And Armonte, I think all these guys are fighting for a spot. I think there are those six that I mentioned earlier are guaranteed because Phil Taylor, his contract fully guaranteed at his $5.5 million. They picked up his option for this year. So there would just be $5.5 million of dead money if you decided to part ways
right.
with him, which I don't think this team wants to eat $5 million.
I don't either. So it's very interesting. But as you look at the group as a whole, For me, you've got Phil Taylor, Danny Shelton essentially rotating at nose tackle. And I think they're a different personality type of player, which is great. You've got Xavier Cooper, who most likely will play behind Randy Starks at that five technique where yep. he's going to align on the inside eye of those tackles or outside eye of those guards. And then you've got Desmond Bryant, who's probably going to be right in line with Xavier Cooper and Randy Starks as well, working, you know, on the inside eye of that tackle. You've got John Hughes, to me, as I look at this defense, is probably the only true three technique.
Okay.
And a three technique is your expectations are not – it's more towards the run game than it is the pass game.
Yep, that makes sense.
And a lot of the reason why I love John Hughes' play last year was just his activity level. When he got out there, it was with burst and, you know, to be a penetrator, not just taking on blockers.
And he was one of the highest thought of and highest graded run-stopping defensive linemen, certainly on this team. So right now I'm going to go with eight. So we did it yesterday. For those of you who don't remember, we ended up with 23 on the offensive side of the ball. I'm going to go with eight defensive linemen. So that gets me to 31. And then, you know, we can even take a look at the linebackers. Let's just go into the linebackers right now. Inside backers. This is where if they needed to save a spot, I think they could go down to three.
Yep.
With Dansby, Kirksey, and Craig. but I think they'll go four and keep Tank Carter, who's great on special teams, and we heard Mike Pettine call him the star of the offseason. So I think Dansby, Kirksey, Robertson, and Carter make it. I think Hayes Pollard goes to the practice squad, drafted out of USC this year. Darius Eubanks also could maybe go to the practice squad as well, coming back from that shoulder injury. But I think that Dansby, Kirksey, Robertson, Carter, four of them make the team inside.
I agree. The one situation that could end up playing out, as we talked about kind of, you know, going into break, is to save that roster spot, you go Dansby, Robertson, Kirksey, and then you drafted an inside linebacker in Hayes Pollard, who shows you enough, shows you promise, you're confident enough, you know, of the type of player that he is, that he makes your practice squad. So you open up an active roster spot. Tank Carter, even after a great season, might be outside looking in because of the numbers game, not simply because he's not good enough to make this team.
That's a spot where they could save
that is one. A spot. If you look across, I know it's not an ideal situation. The inside linebacker coaches or Jim O'Neill doesn't want it to be that way, you know, to only have to carry three. It's not an ideal situation, but when, you know, if you have, and in some cases you start the season this way because you have a, you know, lingering injury in the offensive line. So you want to start the season with that concrete number. And back up that starter or back up that guy that has a lingering injury. So you have to find the sacrifice somewhere else. The other room that's very talented that we'll get to here as we, you know, we continue the show is the corners.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be heavy at corner. And yes, this defense needs corners, but that's another spot that if you need another roster spot to open up, you can't keep everyone. This is, and I hate to say this, but this is a great problem to have. To have to cut very talented players that are great competitors that have promised to play in the NFL and or have showed promise to play in the NFL, you have to make that sacrifice because I know the Cleveland Browns fan base wants to win now.
Absolutely.
And the owner wants to win now.
Absolutely.
And you have to make those tough decisions like every quality football team in the National Football League has to do every single training camp.
And I think it is going to be interesting. You're right. And it's going to be tough to figure out. That's what we've been talking about with this defense. So we're trying to get to the right number right now. And you're right. You can make a little bit of a move at corner if you need to. And don't forget, Johnson Badamosi is counting as a corner these days. That's where he's getting all his reps. And he's, I think, making the team as a special teams guy. So let's go. We talked inside backers, four outside backers. Do we agree? Four, Kruger, Mingo, Orchard, Scott Solomon. They also have Mike Riley, but I think he's going to be on the outside looking in.
Agree. Scott Solomon's personality, he's going to be the thumper. He's going to be the run stopper. So you might see a lot of him on first down. You'll see him a lot of third and short situations where he's adequate at rushing the passer. He'll give you that high energy, high motor, but is great against the run. Paul Kruger, as I said, will be the starter on one side and grow in his role. But now we need to find that other guy opposite him. We know Barkevious Mingo can drop very well and grades out extremely well defensively, but to get your true value of using the sixth overall pick in an NFL draft, regardless of how thin that entire class was, you need to get some bang for your buck there. So, and that's why I think five sacks or more is the minimum for Barkevious Mingo. You got to have it. Okay, you got the quick first step. You're so long, you're lean. Okay, produce, get there. Okay. And we'll see that if Paul Kruger can evolve as a linebacker. Nate Orchard was drafted maybe as a successor to Paul Kruger, as a backup plan to Barkevious Mingo, but he was drafted first and foremost, in my eyes, as a great pass rusher and very productive as he was out in Utah with 18.5 sacks. And he's a guy that early in the season, I've mentioned this time and time again, will come in, ears pinned back, rush the passer. Don't give him too much to think about. Give him an opportunity to go out and win in a situation and create havoc off the edge opposite Paul Kruger. So very unique. I think it's the four we've been talking about are the four that are going to make this team. But as you've mentioned, where does Armani Bryant count? You know, does he count towards that eight? Does he add a fifth here? So it's very finicky, and that's a guy you don't want to see go.
Right.
But has to, that truly, coming off an injury, has to earn his roster spot and his value to this team.
Well, the good news is now there are situations where there are quite a few guys you don't want to see go who are going to be competing for spots on this team. All right, when we come back, we're going to look at that defensive backfield, and we will also start to get into the mailbag here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.